WTAW News Time, 12:34. It's now been about an hour since a code maroon alert issued by Texas A&M University of a bomb threat on the campus. The evacuation continues. On the phone now, Lieutenant Alan Barone of University Police. And Alan, what's known so far about where the bomb threat was sent to and what's being done on campus?
The threat came in through email, through Computing Information Services. We were notified when we sent the code maroons out. First one went out, I believe, around approximately 11:30, requesting everybody to evacuate campus on foot. And at this point, that is still into effect, and we're requesting that individuals continue that process and avoid coming back to campus until further notice.
And there will be a notice given when the campus will reopen, so to speak?
That's correct. We're asking that individuals stay attuned to their phone for text message alerts through Code Maroon, as well as they can follow information online at emergency.tamu.edu.
Now, you mentioned that the email was picked up at Computing Systems. Was that the destination, or was that just something that Computing Systems monitors? And
to my knowledge, that's where it came to.
And then I'm sure you would like to discourage people from coming towards campus to, if nothing else, leave the traffic situation and also, obviously, stay away so that you all can do your job.
That's correct. I know that traffic is extremely congested right now on streets surrounding campus, and so we are working with the city and other local agencies to help us with the issues of traffic as well as the evacuation of individuals off campus.
Lieutenant Alan Barone of the University Police Department at A&M, thank you for the update. WTAW News Time now, 12:36. 23 after 3, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Sports Director Kevin O'Connor back in downtown Bryan at the Community Emergency Operations Center. There's been another media update. Kevin, what's different from this update from last hour?
Well, we found out from Lieutenant Barone, he's at AP or A&MPD. There's not really a big call for student transportation or anything like that. It wasn't in very high demand because that was one of the concerns that we kind of had as we were talking about it. If you've been asked to leave campus and your car's still on campus, what are you going to do? Well, they're trying to arrange stuff for that, but they haven't had a whole lot of call for it. There is temporary housing, though, if you've been uprooted at the St. Mary's Catholic and A&M United Methodist. Also asked about LSU and if they're being kept in the loop because they've still got people coming into town. So they are actually in contact, and they're driving everybody to the A&M Emergency website to check that out. We'll give that address to you here in just a few minutes. Classes were canceled. As it stands right now, the evening events are not. Everything is going to go business as usual. They're in the process of searching these buildings, and those areas are the highest priorities, as well as student housing, because they want to make sure those kids can get back on campus if they need a place to obviously stay the evening. They're involving all the law enforcement, of course, here locally, but they're also getting some state, national, and the feds are even involved with some of this to check out some of these things. It was a very vague threat. They didn't go into a great deal of detail about what was said, and they're keeping that fairly tight to the vest. I get the impression that they're, that's obviously going to be part of the investigation, so they don't want it known, exactly what was said. Some 800 buildings on campus, and I asked Lieutenant Barone, are you going to have to do every single building? And he said, if necessary, we will go through all 800 buildings to make sure that everything is safe. The student housing, like I said, is a priority. It is an ongoing process. Charges for something like this, if you're wondering, it ranges anywhere from a terroristic threat to, federal law enforcement charges. And the reason they were asking about threats before on campus, if something along those lines had happened before, and he did confirm there have been bomb threats at A&M before, but they're always concerning one individual building, not a campus-wide. This was just a threat that said, we're going to blow something up. I'm paraphrasing because those words were not specifically used. But we're going to get another update somewhere between 4 and 4:15. Of course, we'll keep you posted right here on WTAW.
Okay, Kevin, again, let's back up to one of your early points is that they are planning to have evening events. However, officially, is that the campus is still off limits.
That is absolutely correct. The campus is off limits for the time being, but they are not canceling that. Classes are canceled. That is all that is officially canceled right now from A&M.
And that, again, quoting directly from emergency.tamu.edu, which is where the university is driving everybody to get the official information is that the latest post that they have, and that was as of 2:30, events planned for campus this evening have not been canceled. Facilities being searched to ensure safety for those events, which is, again, another way of what Kevin just said.
Just so you know, what's on tap tonight, because this is a big SEC weekend, not just for football, but we also have A&M volleyball tonight, 7 o'clock at Reed Arena. You're also looking at A&M soccer at the Elvis Soccer Complex, and we've got the men's basketball team starting their basketball season this evening in their maroon and white scrimmage at Reed Arena immediately following the A&M volleyball game. So there's a lot of stuff going on, not to mention the tailgaters that have been removed from campus as well. So it's kind of an ongoing process from this end, and that they're trying to get everybody out of there and searched as fast as they can in the places that they need first, i.e., and we talked about this earlier, places where the students are going to stay and also where people are going to be on campus, like Reed Arena and places of that nature.
And on that vein, we received a message from a local business that is offering free parking for RVs until campus reopens. I will post this information online when we get off the phone so that our visitors particularly can put this in their map app and locate this. But this is Rio's Paint and Body Shop on Harvey Mitchell Parkway, 1305 North Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Rio's Paint and Body Shop offering free parking for RVs until the campus reopens, and again, I will get that posted here shortly. But again, the bottom line, again, to recap, from 11 o'clock this morning, university received an email bomb threat. 15 minutes later, the first of the Code Maroon alerts were issued, and that led to a campus-wide evacuation, closing the campus to anyone trying to go in, even if you could get through because the traffic is such a snag, you're not being allowed on campus. But again, emphasizing this phrase, events planned for campus this evening have not been canceled, facilities being searched. And as Kevin pointed out, some 800 buildings, and as Lieutenant Barone said, if that's what it takes, and that's what's going to take. But again, Kevin, if I recall a statement you made a moment ago, is that they are focusing on those facilities that are going to be needed for the weekend.
That is correct. They said that they would start the process in the positions that they needed or that they deemed most important, which was, for the time being, student housing, and then, you know, the places I mentioned, like Ellis Field for soccer and Reed Arena for basketball and volleyball, because that's where they're going to see the most folks. I would also guess that would mean Olson, because there's so many RVs and things that park right there by Olson Field.
WTAW's Kevin O'Connor in downtown Bryan at the Community Emergency Operations Center. That's where the media has been getting its information from A&M and law enforcement officials working on this bomb threat on the A&M campus. WTAW News time approaching 3:30.